listener production.
Hi, it's Dan Flake here with the latest. Big Tobacco's in the sights of the federal government. Draft legislation's been announced today which would standardise packets, would limit enticing names for smokes like Smooth, and would bring in ad restrictions on vapes. Health Minister Mark Butler says the graphic warnings on packs would also be updated.
Over the years, those warnings, research indicates very clearly, have largely become too familiar. They've been desensitised essentially through familiarity, so we will be upgrading or updating those warnings and those graphic warnings.
The referendum legislation for the Indigenous Voices passed in the House of Reps. 121 were in favour, 25 were against it. It's now off to the Senate, which will likely debate it next month at this stage. The families at the centre of the Hawke's racism probe could take their fight to the Human Rights Commission. It comes after the AFL closed the book on its investigation. There were no adverse findings against the coaching trio at the centre of it. The head of the Reserve Bank's reaffirmed work getting inflation under wraps is on track. It's come in at 6.8% in the 12 months to April. Governor Philip Lowe says we are heading in the right direction. It might just take a bit longer than in other parts of the globe.
Our current central forecast is that the headline inflation rate returns to 3% in mid-2025.
And a 6.2 magnitude earthquake has struck off the coast of New Zealand's South Island. There's been no immediate reports of damage for our friends across the ditch, and there's been no warnings for Australia either.